Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of the weekly Yes And podcast, the weekly Yap. For those of you getting this on Thanksgiving here in the United States, happy Thanksgiving. Or for you listening on Friday, November 27th, which is Rack Friday. That's right. We're transforming Black Friday into Rack Friday, which is the real reason that I am unveiling this podcast today for Rack Friday. Now, I got the opportunity to interview Leon 2 days ago, and I just thought, what the perfect timing to unveil this podcast on Rack Friday to bring as much attention to it as possible. And who better to talk about this idea of kindness than the author of The Kindness Diaries, the author of The Mojo Diaries, and the author of Amazing Adventures of a Nobody. Some of you here in the United States may have seen one of his videos that went viral recently, him on the streets in Denver befriending a homeless man and giving him $1,000 to help him get on his feet. And this is really what Leon Logothetis has been doing really for the past 6 or 7 years. He left a high-profile stockbroker job in London because just the pain of his normal, just mundane life, he just couldn't take it anymore. So being inspired by the movie, The Motorcycle Diaries, he decided to make a change, not just a small change, but a drastic change. And he left that job, he left that lifestyle behind, and he went on a series of adventures all over the world where he relied on the kindness of strangers for food, for shelter, for every human need. He survived on under $5 or 5 euros or 5 pounds a day. And he's written books. He's had his own TV shows to share his adventures. And so Leon was so gracious. He was gracious enough to make some time out the other day and appear on the Yes And podcast. And so as you're listening to Leon today, hopefully you are going to be inspired to get out there on Rack Friday, do some random acts of kindness, and please post them at Rack Friday, R-A-K Friday, or go to our Facebook page, which is Rack Friday 2014. But so at Rack Friday or our Facebook page, our goal is 2015 random acts of kindness. But without further ado, let's hear that interview with Leon Logothetis.
Well, welcome to the Yes And podcast. On the phone right now, I have Leon that I just gave that wonderful introduction for, Leon, that you were unable to hear. But Leon is in London right now, and thanks so much for taking this time, and really excited to talk with you, Leon.
Thanks for having me.
And for us over here, Leon, obviously we've got I am recording this the day before Thanksgiving, and so obviously a big holiday weekend over here. And then Friday, which most people know about, right, is Big Black Friday over here. And for anyone who's been following me the last few weeks, understand that we're doing this big project called Rack Friday, Random Acts of Kindness, where we're encouraging people to spend the day doing as many random acts of kindness as possible, kind of transitioning from Black Friday to Rack Friday. And it was because of this project, Leon, that our Facebook page and people are posting all of these amazing stories of what people in the world are doing, where I came across you for the first time. And I actually feel bad, because now the more I find out about you, I see just what amazing stuff that you've been doing really for so long. And so you've done so many amazing projects. But what I would love to talk to you first about, Leon, is when you decided to leave your job in London, so you had a successful financial career in London, and then you said that you watched The Motorcycle Diaries, which is, again, a fantastically inspirational movie, and that was kind of the moment that shifted for you. So what was it about you kind of in that moment that really was the tipping point for you wanting to make a change?
Well, The Motorcycle Diaries is about Che Guevara traveling across South America relying on kindness. And it's really about human connection and the healing power of human connection. Of course, it's just a romanticized version of that part of his life. But I found that as a broker, I wasn't really connecting with people. And this movie really kind of touched my heart and showed me how beautiful it is when we connect with others. And it was something I wasn't doing. And I wanted in some small way to kind of do that and connect as often and as deeply as I could.
Yeah. But you say that in some small way, yet what you ended up doing, most people would look at and go, you know, I could never do that. And so what was it? So how did you really kind of conceive of this idea from making such a drastic change from really sort of leaving your job, which most people, you know, obviously most people watch a movie and get inspired and go, wow, I really wish I could do that. So what was it about you that didn't get stuck at that idea of, I wish I could do that, compared to, I am going to go do that? What was that difference for you?
It's an excellent question. And I would have to say that the greatest motivator for me was pain, in the sense that on the outside, I had everything that you could want. On the inside, I really didn't have anything that you would want. And I'd reached a wall. I'd reached a point where I had to do something about it. I was still young. I was still, you know, I had so many dreams. And I didn't want to wake up in my 80s or in my 90s and look back at life and think, well, what was the point of that? So it's really pain that motivated me to make this change. And in some ways, I'm very grateful for that, because if I wasn't in that much pain, I wouldn't have made the change.
And then to do such, to obviously take on such an adventurous and drastic sort of expedition. So how did you conceive with that original idea? Because some people would say, hey, start small, you know, do a couple of things in your area. And maybe you did that at first, but for you to just kind of really, in essence, kind of leave one whole life behind and transform and really kind of jump into the unknown. One of my favorite ideas in improvisation is a leap and the net will appear. And what I really love about your journeys and really your initial journey is you were forcing yourself to do that on a daily basis, to kind of step into the unknown, not knowing from day to day how your needs were going to be met. So how did you have that courage to take that initial step?
That's an excellent question. and to be honest with you, I can give you an answer based on looking back, but in that moment,
right,
I'm not really sure that I was conscious of what I was doing. I'd had enough. You know, sometimes when you just have enough and you've been pushed into a corner, whatever it may be, maybe it's a financial corner, maybe it's an emotional corner, maybe whatever kind of corner it is, and you turn around and you say, you know what, enough. I've had enough. I have to do something to change this. And that's really what happened. And looking back at it, I think to myself that basically what happened was I knew that if I didn't close all the doors, I would always have a way out. So by relying on the kindness of strangers, by taking away all my money, it meant that I had no choice. Either I was going to give up, which I wasn't going to do, or I was going to get to where I was meant to be, which is what I intended to do and where I ended up. So sometimes you've got to put yourself in a situation where there's no option, and we kind of force ourselves and create this scenario where there's no option.
Right. So you, by taking away sort of your plan B, it was survive or else.
Yes.
And so in a lot of ways it was, you needed, this wasn't about sort of a slow immersion or a gradual sort of process. It was, if this is going to have an impact on me, I need to kind of go from one extreme to the next.
That was the way I did it. Doesn't mean that everyone should do it that way. It was just my path.
Yeah. And so I know for a lot of people that I work with, Leon, and obviously what my sort of my site and my brand is all about, sort of helping people embrace the unknown and live yes and, as far as taking what's given in front of them and trying to turn it into something worthwhile and purposeful. For you, what has been, and I don't know if it's a personal mantra that you have or if it's just a philosophy that you have, but what is it that you turn to sort of as your inspiration or your motivation when you find yourself really at those key fear moments where you're really feeling like, you know what, I'm not sure how I'm going to get past this obstacle. I'm not sure how I'm going to get through this adversity. What is it for you that is your foundation that you turn back on?
really two things. First of all, Winston Churchill in the Second World War came up with one of his quotes was "Never, never give up," and I used that in my life. Never, never give up. Whatever happens, you just keep going. You just keep going. You just never give up. And the second thing is, with all these journeys of mine, I've kind of realized that it's no longer kind of like for fun. I mean, I do it for fun. It's fun to do, but it's an obligation I believe myself to have to give back as much as I can. And, you know, so many of us in the Western world live lives where we have everything we need, not necessarily everything we want. And sure, there are some exceptions, but most of us have everything we need. And with that comes an obligation to kind of give back at every stage. What's the point of hoarding everything that we've learned and everything that we've been inspired by? There is no point. It's about sharing and giving and being of service.
And so for you, I know, obviously, so it sounds like this probably started off as very much sort of a personal and individual journey. But over the years, as you've done all these different projects, you've been all over the world. And so is that for you, is that sort of the mission now? Is it to help kind of shift the way that people think and the way that people see the world?
In some way, yes. Look, I have a theory, and it's not my theory. I've stolen it from someone, but I can't remember who. And it's called, it's simple. It's win-win. You know, I want to win, and I want to win by going having a great life and going on adventures and seeing the world. But at the same time, if I'm not allowing others to win, then no one is going to win. So it's win-win. I want to have a great life, and I want you to have a great life as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. It reminds me of Nelson Mandela in South Africa, the idea of Ubuntu. And that's sort of an idea that I've shared a lot with the different teams, that whole expression of Ubuntu, which is I am who I am because of who we are. And if I cannot be at my best unless you are at your best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nelson Mandela, another one of my heroes. What a man. I mean, you know, we all know his story, but spending 27 years in a prison cell, coming out and inviting his jailers to his presidential inauguration. I mean, that's an epic thing, and we don't have to do change on such a big scale. We can do change on a little scale, but it all matters. It all adds up.
Right. Now, Leon, I know obviously with the recent attacks in Paris, and if I'm not a big person that really watches much of the news anymore, because you'll be convinced that there actually isn't any good going on in the world. And so when we're constantly sort of being confronted with all of these events in the world that seem so negative, or that allows a lot of people to sort of have a cynical or pessimistic view of the world, what is it for you that sort of allows you to have this perspective that really at the heart of humanity, everybody is good? And so how do you combat sort of the evil that you see going on with the work that you do?
Look, there are bad things that happen. That is definitely the case. But there are so many good things that happen that we tend not to see. However, if you Google good news, millions and millions and millions of things will come up. Thousands and thousands of videos of humanity at its finest will come up. So yes, bad things happen. But good things happen too.
And what about the person, Leon, who's listening? And again, there's so many people will see your story, they'll read your books, they'll watch your videos, and they'll go, "Wow, that's so amazing!" But I could never do that. You know, that's actually one of the phrases that I despise the most when I talk to people who get inspired and they say, "But I could never do that." And so, for someone who is listening and they've seen the amazing stuff that you've done, but they think, "I could never do that," you know, what's your advice to people that, well, you don't have to do what I do, but what's your advice to them to just do something?
Yeah, you don't have to do what I do, but to say that one can not do something can be debunked throughout history. Look at Oprah. She had nothing. Now she does not have nothing, and she changes lives. Look at Mandela. He had nothing. and he changed lives. It goes on and on and on. If you have a commitment to yourself and you have a commitment to be the best you can be, the truth is that you can pretty much find your way out of anything. And
yeah,
it's easy for us to say, oh, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. But it's much harder to say to ourselves, we can. We can do whatever we put our minds to, whatever we put our hearts to, we can do. If I can do it, then so can you.
I want to ask you one more question, Leon. This has been great. I could talk to you forever. But as you've traveled around the world and you've from culture to culture, country to country, and you talked about sort of kind of the inspiration for this originally was this idea of human connection. And so you have connected with so many people around the world. For you, what has been the easiest way for you to make a connection with someone quickly? Has there been a question or what is it that allows you to make such a quick connection with people?
That's an excellent question. And the answer is pretty simple for me. I'm a big soccer fan. I love soccer. So
same.
I often ask people, so what soccer team do you support? And if they turn around and they say any team and they support a soccer team, then there's the connection right there and then. And you don't have to support soccer in order to connect with someone. You can find something that you like, whatever it is.
Right.
Like, do you like cooking? And they'll turn around and say, yeah. And that's it. You're in.
I love it. Oh, I love the simplicity of that.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so, all right, Leon, so I lied. I actually have one more question for you. All right, so last question. If you could go back and talk to yourself at 19 years old, talk to your 19-year-old self now, knowing what you know, experiencing what you've experienced, what would you tell your 19-year-old self?
That's an excellent question. I would tell him to share his pain. I would tell him to drop his mask. And I would tell him that his dreams are possible.
Oh, I love it. Be vulnerable, be authentic, and dream big. I love that. Oh, Leon, that's so fantastic. Well, hey, I'm super sensitive of your time. And again, I thank you so much. And I'm really excited over here. I'm going to be actually this podcast will be released here on Friday, which is RAC Friday for hopefully all of us here as we try to inspire people to be a part of the 2015 Random Acts of Kindness that people will act and then post on our Facebook page or post on social media. And I'm so excited to be able to share your inspiration and share your story on RAC Friday and with the Live Yes And audience. So Leon, thanks so much for your time, and God bless, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always an honor.
Have a great day.
Thanks, man.